Wild Vog could be better defined.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
Good afternoon.
Kia ora, Steve.
I'm just sitting here kind of weirded out by that ominous music that just played us in.
It's quite
spooky.
Quite Blade Runner toward the end.
Yeah, I liked your Trans Am call on that one too. Mm-hmm. Weird vibes. Well, yes. So here we are. And we're going to talk about some stuff I've been watching. And to kick that off, let's have a little bit of a yarn about this new show, Winning Time, The Rise of the Lakers Dynasty. This comes from director Adam McKay, and it's kind of really in his wheelhouse, the sort of films he's made. He's the director of Big Short and Vice, and this is very much kind of in that kind of, I don't want to say edutainment, that sounds a little bit dismissive, but it's that kind of true story that brings the viewer along with it while being, you know, kind of irreverent as well. This is about the 1980s LA Lakers and the kind of huge and transformative impact that they had on basketball and culture and stuff.
Yeah, it's really when basketball sort of kicked off, eh? It feels like when basketball got rad.
Yeah, it was a bit of a... it's not, you know, nowhere near the sensation that it was today. It was the... I think the second highest rating sport on US TV behind bowling. So, you know, things are definitely
behind bowling.
Changed. Yeah, totally.
Watching bowling on TV, man. Bowling is cool. But
I mean, you know, I can remember being terribly bored on a Sunday afternoon and watching lawn bowls, which is probably a step beneath kingpin bowling, I guess. But be that as it may. So the kind of
how dare you, by the way.
How dare I spend my time that way or make that critique?
Well, the day that I can get a DB draft on tap at the Tempin Bowling Place, I will gladly go Tempin Bowling. But until that day, I'm lawn bowling. Yeah, thank you very much.
That's fair. I kind of feel like the lawn bowls probably has a few less germs floating around because their devices.
We've probably got more Olympic titles to this country's name with lawn bowls as well, I'd say.
Look, I'm not going to disparage the fine sportsmen and women of New Zealand in this segment. I was just speaking to my own youthful sense of boredom. But anyway, so around the same time I was being bored watching bowls, American businessman and real estate mogul was deciding to get involved in basketball. He saw an opportunity. He's played here by John C. Reilly, kind of marrying, I guess, two of his big strengths. The role's kind of partly drama, partly comedy. Does a lot of fourth wall breaking and explaining to the viewer what the hell's going on.
Is that what that's called? Yeah, I was going to say like to camera speaking or something, but is that what that's called? Fourth wall breaking. Yeah, it's good, man. It works really well, though. Keeps you up to speed, and he's fantastic. I've watched the first episode. I think he's awesome.
Yeah, the first episode's the only one that's out of the show so far.
He's like the classic, like, the deal's not over until it's completely over kind of guy, you know? Like, just so good.
He's kind of got that, he sort of has that air of, and I think this propels a whole bunch of American businessmen of that era. He's kind of just like a used car salesman.
Yeah,
but
dude, yeah.
On a huge pile of cash, you know? And has that same sort of sense of chutzpah to him.
Heaps of comb-overs and stuff as well. It's super 70s, man. Like, real... in an 80s way.
One of the things I wasn't too sure about kind of just settling into the groove of the show is a lot of it's shot to emulate VHS or TV footage, film footage as well. So it sort of jumps between all these different styles of media. To be honest, wasn't hugely taken by that.
I thought that was maybe really good myself.
Well, I'm glad that it's working.
But I mean, I don't know. You've got the eye, but I liked it. Yeah, don't know.
It may kind of fall into its rhythm as the series carries on. What it looks like it's going to do is tell the story of this first huge season of the Lakers taken over by Jerry Buss, and he's just hired one young Irvin, soon to be known as Magic Johnson, to play for the team, partnering the great Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And actually, one of the things I really liked in this first episode is there's a reenactment of Abdul-Jabbar's appearance in the fantastic movie Airplane, sometimes known here as Flying High. That film if you haven't seen it recently. I'm not sure it all stands up, but what comedy does. But the gags per minute in that movie are kind of like nothing else. Ratio of jokes is through the roof. So yes, this first episode is just kind of mostly set up. Episode 2 is directed by Jonah Hill, so we'll see what happens when that turns up next week.
That's weird. Are they getting a different director every time? Is that the format?
It looks like there's a couple in the back half of the season, people doing a couple of episodes
each.
That
could be a problem, I reckon. I don't know about that.
Potentially. I think the Jonah Hill connection works. I think, you know, if you're just even just drawing a through line to Moneyball, his participation in something that probably plays a little bit straighter Moneyball in this, but you know, it's kind of in that same terrain of let's make all of the ins and outs and complications of an American sport and business institution make sense to a casual viewer.
Is he so appearing far, in it as well, or is he just directing? Do you know?
Unclear. So far, we know that we've seen Jason Clarke in it so far. We've seen John C. Reilly, of course. But there's a whole bunch of guests we're going to see kind of roll through this as it goes on over the season.
Hey, Steve, just quickly on that note of TV shows with different directors every episode, how do you feel that plays into the continuity or the visual element of watching a series? Do you think it can interrupt a style?
It's a really good question. Well, I think that like, the crewing will stay the same, and the director will kind of just sort of parachute in. They're not going to radically change how things work, unless it's like unless a huge hullabaloo is being made out of it, like Quentin Tarantino directing CSI.
If it works for Shortland Street, surely it'll work for this.
Indeed. But even that Tarantino example is kind of not really sort of throwing the rule book of the show out the window. I mean, directors know their job, and their job is to maintain this world feeling like it's really consistent. Maybe a good example would be Rian Johnson, who did a couple of episodes of Breaking Bad. One of those was the Great Bottle episode where Bryan Cranston and Aaron Paul were stuck in their lab trying to get rid of a fly for the whole episode. So kind of had its own feel, but worked within the context of the whole show. Okay. That's my answer to that one. So yeah, Winning Time. Not much more to say about it. One episode in. I'm looking forward to. I mean, I don't know much about the '80s Lakers, so I think it's going to be a nice little trip.
It's an important time for sure for basketball for a lot of reasons culturally in America. But I think I'll probably just wait for them all to come out and try and watch them back to back because I was like, I wanted more definitely after the first one.
Yeah, and I think maybe that's sort of going back to that period style of some of the direction might work better just kind of sitting in that for a few episodes at a time. Mm-hmm. So that goes. I've been trying to find details on other examples of this, but I understand there's like multiple productions underway to do with the LA Lakers. I think they've kind of just
got a Kobe thing coming out.
Well, I think they are developing these kind of standalone, like they're not going to, it's not the Marvel Cinematic Universe, but they are going to kind of have these different aspects of the history being examined in different shows. So it'll be interesting to see how that goes and whether a sports team can sustain that kind of media onslaught will be really interesting.
Malice at the Palace. Now,
the other thing I've been enjoying, kind of smashed through over the weekend, a little bit late to this one, this has been on Netflix for a few weeks now, a show called Murderville. Stars Will Arnett as a typically kind of useless cop, and the hook of the show, it's a six-episode comedy series where he gets paired with a new trainee cop each week and they've got to solve a murder, except the trainee cop is improvising their way through the whole show and has no idea what's actually going on. So it's kind of got like a might be a little bit theater sportsy, might be a little bit candid camera-y. To give you an example, the first episode is Conan O'Brien, and he rolls in, and basically Will Arnett spends far too much of the episode just trying to make him crack up and lose his shit on camera, which is itself a huge challenge acting opposite him. But he gets sort of dragged along through all these different scenarios and has to eventually end the episode by revealing the identity of a murderer. And I found this very satisfying, particularly if you are in the mood for something that's not insanely challenging or dramatic or heavy. Just watch these few Hollywood types try and improv their way through a comedy show and, you know, do so maybe with a bit of drama to it as well. Other people that appear in this season include Kumail Nanjiani, Ken Jeong, and the awesome Sharon Stone, who delivers a not-to-be-messed-with type performance.
Wow.
Murderville. You should definitely check it out. I think the joy of having the cameras roll while, you know, Will Arnett is not above losing it on camera either during this. So it's very much the challenge is to kind of stay in character and keep this thing on rails. But they come up with as many possible ways to derail their guest star as they possibly can.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Steve. A couple of solid recommendations, I feel, this evening.
Yes, that's Murderville, that's over on Netflix, and Winning Time, the Lakers show, is on Neon.
Excellent. All right, mate. Well, we'll leave you to it, and we'll check in with you next week.
Sounds bloody good. See you guys.
Kia ora.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.